由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天的《天路导向》。
We're always delighted to know that you are listening to these broadcasts.
知道你能够坚持收听我们的《天路导向》，我们其实很开心的。
And we love to hear from you.
如果你有机会的话，随时是欢迎你写信给我们，或者写电邮给我们，甚至去到我们电台的网站里头跟我们联络。
We have been going through the 15 secrets of positive living.
咁近嚟呢，我哋喺度探讨紧积极生活嘅十五个秘诀啊。
And they come directly from 2 Corinthians.
佢哋嘅内容呢，大部分都系出自哥林多后书噶。
Today we are going to talk about the 13th secret.
咁今日我哋要讲嘅系第十三个秘诀。
But let me quickly review the first 12 secrets.
咁不如让我哋先温习一下之前十二个秘诀有啲乜嘢啊
？Number one，
第一个
，practice the inflow outflow equation of God's blessings in your life。
你要实践上帝赐俾你生命嘅福气嘅输入同输出嘅方程式。
Number two，
第二样
，cling to the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us。
好好珍惜耶稣基督为你牺牲所付出的那份昂贵的订金。
Number three，
第三样嘢
，learn to give and receive forgiveness。
你要懂得去饶恕其他人同埋接受其他人的饶恕。
Number four，
第四样嘢
，overcome timidity，
要克服恐惧。
Number five，
第五样嘢。
Revel in the real fountain of youth.
要尽情享受真正的青春之泉。
Number six.
第六个秘诀。
Seek true health, wealth, and prosperity.
你要追求真实的健康、财富和兴盛。
Number seven.
第七样。
Master the art of peacemaking by reconciling others to God.
要熟练地去劝人和上帝和好。
Number eight,
第八样嘢
，use the power of example by modeling Christ.
要运用效法基督以身作则嘅力量。
Number nine,
第九样
，make sorrow to be the back door to happiness.
让忧伤成为重获喜乐嘅道路。
Number ten,
第十样
，getting through giving.
从付出当中去收获。
Number 11,
第十一个秘诀
,being appreciated for generous giving.
要慷慨施予，咁样你就会被赞赏。
Number 12,
第十二个秘诀
,develop good pride.
就是要培养好的骄傲啊。
Now let's go on today to the 13th secret of positive living.
咁今日就让我哋一起去睇下积极生活嘅第十三个秘诀啊。
If you have a Bible, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 1.
如果你手头有圣经的话，请你翻开到哥林多后书第十一章第一节。
I want to give you a whole new concept today.
今日呢，我要同你分享一个全新的概念。
We have been taught that jealousy is a sin.
一向以来呢，我们接受的教导告诉我们，嫉妒是罪啊。
And yet the 13th secret for positive living is this, jealousy can be a virtue.
但是积极生活的第十三个秘诀却说嫉妒竟然可以是一种美德。
How can that be?
怎会呢?
Well, today I want to show you that if you know how to exercise godly jealousy, you will experience fulfillment.
今日我就要为你指出，如果你懂得怎样去应用那种神圣的嫉妒，你就会经历到一种满足感。
And the best place to start for this lesson is with God himself.
这种学习最好的起点就是从上帝开始。
Throughout the Bible, we read that God is a jealous God.
圣经从头到尾都话俾我哋听，上帝系记邪嘅上帝。记邪咧，呢、这个字喺原文里头就系嫉妒。
One of God's characteristics is jealousy.
上帝嘅其中一个属性就系记邪。
In the second commandment in Exodus 20 and in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 9, God said of himself, I am a jealous God.
在出埃及记的第二十章，记载的十诫当中第二诫，同埋申命记第五章第九节呢，上帝都话自己是叫做记邪的上帝。咁呢个记邪亦都是 jealous， 亦都是那个嫉妒的意思。
In Joshua 24:19, Joshua calls God a jealous God.
约书亚记24章19节，约书亚又将上帝叫做记邪的上帝。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 22, Paul calls God a jealous God.
在哥林多前书十章22节的原文的意思的时候，保罗亦都将上帝叫做记邪的上帝。
And these are just few of the references about the jealousy of God in the Bible.
其实这些只不过是圣经里头几个的例子，告诉你听上帝是记邪的特性。
If this type of godly jealousy is used by God, then you and I need to learn how to develop a godly jealousy.
咦？咁如果上帝系有呢种神圣嘅嫉妒，即系记邪啦呢种嘅特色嘅话，咁其实我哋都要学习上帝嘅呢种特性嘅噃。
Some of you are still thinking, you know, how can jealousy be a virtue?
咁可能好多人仲喺度谂紧，喂，点解嫉妒会系一种美德嘅
？The problem is the confusion of the word jealousy.
问题就系在于我哋好多时候都唔明 jealous 呢个嫉妒呢个字嘅意思啊。
Many people think it means envy.
有啲人咧就认为嫉妒啊、妒羡啊、羡慕啊、妒忌啊，全部嘢都系一样嘅。
But those two words do not have the same meaning.
但系咧，嫉妒咧同埋妒忌、羡慕咧系唔同嘅。
Jealousy and envy are two different concepts.
是两个不同的概念来的。
Envy is desiring what belongs to another person.
嫉妒同埋羡慕同埋妒忌同埋呢个嘅妒羡呢，其实妒羡呢个字呢，是话你好贪恋其他人嘅嘢，即是话我好想要咗万峰嘅呢样嘢。
But jealousy is the protecting of what belongs to you.
但是嫉妒呢，就是要保护属于自己的东
西。Envy is a sin.
其实呢，那个叫妒羡呢，即是妒忌加羡慕呢，是罪来的。
Jealousy is not.
但是嫉妒又不是罪来的。
Let me illustrate.
那我想举个例子给你。
When a husband and wife love each other, they should guard their relationship, right?
一对彼此相爱的夫妻是应该好好保护他们的关系的嘛，是不是？
But suppose a third person tries to intrude in the relationship.
假如有个小三，有个第三者出现了，要介入他们中间。
What happens then?
会发生什么事呢？
Jealousy kicks in.
原来就会产生嫉妒了。
Is that wrong?
是不是错呢？
No.
没错。
In fact, the opposite is true.
其实我想告诉你，相反才是对。
It would be wrong not to be jealous.
如果你和你太太，你和你丈夫关系好好，突然间有个小三走了出来的时候，如果你不嫉妒，你才错。
Why?
为什么啊？
Because exclusiveness is the very heart of marriage.
因为一夫一妻制的婚姻本身就是具有排斥性，就容不到其他人入去。
Jealousy is merely guarding what belongs exclusively to the couple.
这种嫉妒的产生就是要为了单单保障那份属于夫妻之间的关系。
At this point, jealousy is a virtue.
站在这个立场上面，嫉妒就是美德。
Why does the Bible say that God is jealous toward his children?
圣经为什么说上帝在他儿女的身上面是记邪的呢？
Because we are often tempted to run off with somebody else.
因为我们很容易就被引诱去跟随其他的偶像。
And God feels jealousy when we are misled by false teachers and empty rituals.
上帝很憎我们 嗰啲误导我哋嘅假教师，同埋嗰啲虚有其表嘅宗教仪式。
God feels jealousy when we are misled by self-worship and material possessions.
上帝窒恨嗰啲误导我哋嘅物质主义同埋自我崇拜。
Why is that?
点解啊？
Because God's commitment to you, His child, is a total commitment.
因为上帝专一咁样爱你，你系佢嘅子女，佢对你嘅心系完全专一嘅。
And total commitment produces deep emotions.
专一嘅爱系充满感情嘅。
And when a total commitment is not returned, jealousy occurs.
但系当专一嘅爱得唔到回报嘅时候，就会有嫉妒啦。
God is jealous when His exclusive love for us is not returned.
我哋如果冇回报过上帝专一嘅爱嘅话，佢就会成为一个忌邪嘅上帝。
God is jealous when His passion for us is ignored.
如果我哋冇留意过上帝对我哋嗰种嘅款款情深，佢就成为咗一个忌邪嘅上帝。
God's jealousy is a good type of jealousy.
上帝嘅嫉妒系正面嘅嫉妒嚟嘅。
However, because of our sinful nature, we sometimes distort jealousy and turn it into sin.
可惜因为人嘅罪性啊，将我哋好多时候正面嘅嫉妒都扭曲咗。
Bad jealousy is possessive, insecure, and suspicious.
恶意嘅妒忌系出自占有欲。缺乏安全感同埋多疑嘅心。
But God's good jealousy is pure, holy, and righteous.
但系上帝正面嘅嫉妒却系纯洁、神圣、公义嘅。
God's good jealousy is selfless and perfect.
诶，原来上帝嘅嫉妒系无私嘅，系完善嘅。
But why does God have to feel jealous when we forsake Him?
咁究竟点解喺我哋离弃上帝嘅时候，上帝会嫉妒呢
？Because he is an all-knowing God，
系因为佢系无所不知嘅上帝。
God knows that when we are led away from him by false teaching, the consequences can be very painful and deadly。
上帝知道一旦我哋被嗰啲假教师错误咁样教导带上咗歧途，后果系好痛苦嘅，甚至会致命嘅。
And God loves us too much to let us wander into danger.
而上帝太爱我哋啦，佢唔想我哋走入去嗰啲迷途，陷入危险。
God understands that when we are deceived, we will miss His blessing.
上帝明白一旦我哋上当之后，我哋就会失去佢所赐嘅福气。
God is jealous when we wander away from Him because He wants to protect us from harm.
当我哋去偏行己路，远离上帝嘅时候，上帝就会嫉妒，因为佢好想保护我哋，唔要我哋去受到伤害。
And that is why God's jealousy is not only a virtue, but also power for positive living.
因此，上帝嘅嫉妒唔单止系一个美德。更加是我们积极生活的能力。
Now, if you have a Bible with you, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
如果你依家有圣经嘅话，请你翻开哥林多后书嘅第十一章啊。
And here I want to show you the 13th secret for positive living.
喺度呢，我就想为你去指出积极生活嘅第十三个秘诀。
The Apostle Paul is demonstrating this godly jealousy here.
使徒保罗喺呢度咧就表现出呢种神圣嘅嫉妒啊。
Why?
点解呢？
Because some Christians have been misled by deceivers.
因为在这里是有基督徒受骗，是被误导。
And Paul uses the illustration of a marriage relationship in verse 2.
保罗在第二节这里是以婚姻关系为例。
Paul said, For I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin.
保罗说，我曾经将你们许配给一个丈夫，要将你们变得好像贞洁的童女一样献给基督。
Paul is referring to the legally binding status of a marriage betrothal.
保罗所指的是一种合法的订婚，是由法律所保障的婚约关系。
In the days of Paul, betrothals were only broken by death or divorce.
在保罗的年代，订婚的合约只有因为死亡或者离婚才可以解除。
During the time of betrothal, the bride anxiously waits for the wedding day.
在订婚的时间，新娘总是万般期待着婚礼的日子。
During the time of betrothal, it is the father's responsibility to protect his daughter.
在订婚的时间，保护新娘的责任是落在新娘的爸爸的身上。
The father protects the bride so that she remains pure for her future husband.
爸爸是为到未来的女婿保护新娘，保持她的贞洁。
And Paul is saying that because he led the Corinthians to the Lord,
保罗的意思是哥林多人是由保罗带到去上帝面前的。
He feels protective of them just as a father would of his daughter.
保罗觉得自己有责任保护他们，就好像新娘的爸爸有责任保护个女一样。
Paul feels responsible for their spiritual safety.
保罗认为他自己有责任去照顾他们属灵上面的安全。
Paul wants to protect them from false teachers.
保罗想保护他们远离假教师。
Paul sees his protection of them as his responsibility as their spiritual father.
保罗因为觉得自己是他们的属灵的爸爸，所以很有责任去保护他们。
Until he presents them to the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, on that great day.
直到耶稣基督大婚的日子，保罗就可以将他们安全地交给各位新郎耶稣基督。
Now, this is a common analogy in the Christian faith.
这个羔羊的婚宴啊，或者是耶稣基督和教会的婚姻啊，这个呢在基督教的信仰里面都是很熟悉的比喻来的。
The followers of Christ make up the church.
教会是由耶稣基督的跟随者所组成的。
And the church is the bride of Christ.
教会就是基督的新妇或者是新娘子。
And when we come to Jesus Christ and accept Him as our Savior and Lord, our relationship is like a binding betrothal to Him, our bridegroom.
当我们认识了耶稣基督，接受了祂是我们的救主，生命的主，这个时候，我们和耶稣基督之间就建立了这份合法的订婚关系，耶稣基督就是我们的未婚夫了。
And one day, as we remain faithful to Him,We will celebrate our marriage supper with him.
我们忠心地等待，就好像在这个关系里头，好像拍拖一样，最初去决志的时候，就好像和耶稣基督拍拖，去到洗礼的时候，就和他去订立这个婚盟。我们继续去期待，将来有一日，我们要和耶稣基督欢喜地享用我们的婚宴。
When we meet Jesus in heaven, it will be better than any celebration on earth.
当我们在天上和耶稣基督见面的时候，就好像比世上面任何的庆典更加美好。
And Paul saw himself in the father's role for the bride.
保罗就是将自己看成为新娘的爸爸。
And so when he saw the Corinthians following false teachers, he was heartbroken.
所以当保罗见到哥林多人去跟随假教师的教训的时候，他很不开心的。
And godly jealousy is how Paul feels about his efforts with the Corinthians.
而这个时候，保罗对哥林多人的苦心，就是那种处在神圣的嫉妒当中的感觉。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talks about his sufferings and sacrifices.
在哥林多后书十一章这里，保罗讲到他自己的痛苦和牺牲。
He endured stonings, whippings, and imprisonments.
他忍受被石头打、被鞭打和牢狱之灾。
He endured hunger and sleepless nights.
他忍受饥饿、无眠的夜晚。
All of that so that he might present the believers to their bridegroom in heaven.
保罗忍受这一切东西为什么？就是为了要将到这些信徒带到去天上面的新郎面前。
Paul knew that his sacrifices were worth the pain because people were following Christ.
保罗知道他的牺牲、他所受的痛苦都是值得的，因为很多人因为他而跟随了耶稣基督。
And all he wanted from the believers is to stay faithful in the love for Christ.
他对这些信徒的唯一的要求就是要保持对耶稣基督忠诚的爱。
He wanted them to remain faithful to the truth of the gospel.
保罗要他们坚守住福音的真理。
And that is why Paul's jealousy was a good and godly jealousy.
因此保罗的嫉妒是正面的，是神圣的。
Paul was protective of the spiritual well-being of the Corinthians.
保罗为了哥林多人属灵的益处，就竭力咁样保护佢哋。
My listening friends, please listen carefully as we come toward the end.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我哋要做一个总结啦，请你仔细去听。
To be jealous when you see a believer being misled is not being judgmental.
当你见到信徒被误导而产生了嫉妒的时候，这个不是论断。
Expressing jealousy for the truth is one of the secrets for positive living.
表达为真理而有的嫉妒，其实是积极生活的秘诀之一。
In fact, not being jealous when a believer runs from the truth is being apathetic.
事实上，当我们见到一个信徒离开了真理的时候，我们又不嫉妒又不激愤的时候，你就真是漠不关心了。
If we do not feel jealousy on God's behalf, then it is because we are self-focused.
如果我们不为上帝嫉恶如仇的话，这样我们是太过自我中心了。
We are to be concerned for what concerns God.
我们应该关心上帝所关心的一切。
When we experience godly jealousy, we will care for each other.
当我们处在神圣的嫉妒里面，我们才会真正明白怎样去关怀其他人。
Because God's jealousy will help us serve one another.
因为上帝赐给我们的那种的嫉妒，是会帮助我们服侍其他的人。
Godly jealousy will help us protect each other spiritually.
而且上帝那种忌邪的属神的忌邪呢，是会帮助到我们在属灵方面是互相保守。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul warns against false teachers.
我想告诉你，在哥林多后书第十一章这里呢，是保罗提出警告要提防假教师。
These false teachers were pretending to be genuine believers, but they were not.
这些假教师呢，就扮到好似好真的信徒咁样嘅，其实佢哋唔系嘅。
Even today, we have to be cautious about false teachers.
而今日我哋仍然有假教师，所以大家仍然要小心提防。
Some false teachers may talk about the Bible.
呢啲假教师都讲圣经嘅噃。
But they are false teachers if they do not proclaim that only Jesus, who is God, became man.
但是如果他们不讲到唯有耶稣基督是道成肉身的上帝，这样他们就是假教师。
They are false teachers if they do not proclaim that Jesus is the only way for us to reach heaven.
如果他们不讲耶稣基督是我们唯一通往天堂的道路，这样就是假教师。
My listening friend, this is a time for us to be vigilant.
各位听众朋友，这个年代我们要提高警觉。
This is the time for us to understand the virtue of godly jealousy.
这个时代我们一定要理解什么是神圣的嫉妒，因为这种是一种美德来的。
As the world continues to tempt believers to compromise their beliefs and live in apathy, we need to exercise godly jealousy to protect all believers against deception.
这个世界一直在诱惑信徒，叫我们在信仰上同世界妥协，并且活得无动于衷。但是我们一定要好好地运用神圣的制度来保护所有的信徒，让到信徒不会上当被人骗。
We can use this power of positive living as a tool to bless each other.
希望我们可以用到这种积极生活的秘诀，成为彼此祝福的工具。
My listening friends, it is my hope for you today that you develop godly jealousy for other believers.
各位听众朋友，我希望你为了其他基督徒的益处，今日就开始学习这种神圣的嫉妒。
I hope you develop a holy, righteous jealousy for all the followers of Christ.
为了所有耶稣基督的跟随者，希望你培养出这种神圣的嫉妒。送上俾你嘅系 Onward Christian Soldiers 信徒精兵歌，希望你都做一个精兵，做出你神圣嘅嫉妒，去影响其他人。再会。